Declan. And as we were talking about yesterday on the programme with Independent Councillor Niall Batty O'Callaghan, criticising the progress being made by Uisce Éireann, that's Irish Water, with their roadworks and this €9 million sewage scheme in Kilcommon. It started last August. Works have intensified from January. Independent Councillor Niall Callan says the works have been carried out incredibly slowly. There's a delay. They aren't moving as quick as they had hoped. And he's calling for more communication with local people, because there is an inconvenience, a serious inconvenience, of having to drive into and out of Killarney via two separate roads that take you the long way around. One road is the Woodline, which is a narrow country road. The other way is via Lawler's Cross. He's called for a public meeting next Tuesday. He wants Irish Water, or a representative of the contractors, to be at that meeting to update the people of Kilcommon as to what is going on. Now, we've contacted Irish Water again on foot of Councillor Callaghan's comments and asked them again, look, is there a delay to this project, and would they attend a meeting next Tuesday to outline exactly what's going on? I took a trip along to Kilcommon Village yesterday, went to Park Quivín and a number of other places, and spoke to a number of residents there about what the works have been like and their concerns over a rumoured delay in the completion of the project.
Sorry, Jerry, and they will be going on till September at least, this stage. It is kind of doubles your trip into town at least, depending on which side of town you're going to as well. And the roads are kind of narrow, so it does sort of have a bit of an impact in that sense.
What are the options for you to town? Is it, you've one or two ways to go, is it?
Yeah, you can go in out towards Lawler's Cross, which at least doubles your time in and out of town. So if you're kind of like making a short trip in for maybe some messages, you kind of factor that in. It's going to take you a lot longer than it used to. And otherwise, you can go the Woodline Road, and that is kind of narrow in places. It's a little bit, you do feel a little bit sketchy at times.
It's not really a main traffic road. It's a narrow country road.
Yeah, it's kind of narrow enough country road, and it's quite bendy as well, so you don't have as much visibility as you might have. Maybe I'd consider Lawler's Cross route safer, even though it's longer.
Yes, okay. And have they been communicating with you about, you know, the progress of the works, or how long it's going to take, or?
Yeah, they've sent out letters and they've given you an indication that it's going to take at least until September. Well, I suppose the main concern really is the road closures. Yes. That have that impact on it. So that's probably the most concern at the moment.
Yeah. And have you heard anything about a possible delay, or, you know, not going as well as they would have thought?
It might be a month's delay or something like that. I'm not 100% sure exactly on the delay side of things, but yeah, it's going to be a long time anyway, until September before it's done anyway. So you factor that in, you know.
And you'd be hopeful that, look, that'd be it if that is to be a delay.
Hopefully, yeah. It is quite a long time, right?
Yeah. There is a benefit out of it. Like, of course, is going to sort out the sewage. That's one, no pain, no gain, I suppose. What's your view on that?
Oh yeah, it has to be done, and that's something that's kind of been on the cards for a long time and been waiting for a long time, so it's going to be an improvement certainly. We just have to suck it up, I guess.
Okay. Tell me what's been like since it started.
It's been a lot of hassle, really, like our kind of, I suppose, traditional drive into town. We're either going over the Woodline or going out the long way via Lawler's Cross, and it's just been a lot of hassle, a lot of traffic, and particularly on the Woodline, it's a very busy road.
Yeah, and is there a lot of trucks and construction vehicles and other issues like that?
I haven't noticed them really as much, but it's just the volume of traffic really, yeah, on both roads.
And what's the communication been like from Irish Water about the works and how long they'll take and other issues like that?
The last communication we got was a flyer in the door which just told us what we'd known already, and it wasn't really an update. It wasn't an update of the delays down at Coolcorker and Cross. It was just telling us that the road is going to be closed.
And is it your understanding that there are delays?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Do you know by how much, or just have they run into problems, or just it isn't going as well as they had hoped, I imagine?
From what I heard on the grapevine, there was issues down at Coolcorker when they were digging down, that the sides were falling in, so that had to be reinforced, which has caused additional delays. Okay. That's my understanding.
Sure. Would you like to know what the impact of it is? Will it be beyond September? Will it be, like, what's the story is?
Yeah, I would, yeah. I think if they could just improve the communication instead of sending out a standard flyer, which was basically just a photocopy of previous flyers.
Yeah. So you have another good few months of this to go through. There is a benefit at the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it is one of those things. You will have a new sewage improved system, which will be good for the village.
Oh, yeah. Oh, certainly. I look forward to that, and if it is going to finish in September, brilliant. We were all hoping for September, or we were told September, but if it's going to drag on to December or even into next year, then I think you know, we need to be kept in the loop. Yeah.
Okay. There's talk of a public meeting next Tuesday. Maybe some from Irish Water going to explain. Is that something you'd welcome?
Yeah, I would be. I'd be happy to attend just to listen and just get an update on it.
Nuala Doyle.
Okay. Nuala, what's it been like since January, getting in out of town?
Absolutely hectic. Because for the simple reason is, I used to go the Woodline Road, the Kilbrain, as I call it as well, and I was driving one evening, 4 o'clock in the evening, and quite a lot of cars were coming towards me, and this particular car, don't ask me even the colour of it, I pulled in. But I had pulled in, and next thing, I looked in my mirror, and it was completely off.
Wing mirror gone?
Gone.
Yeah. It's a narrow road.
It's a very narrow road.
And are people driving too fast in it?
Much too fast.
Yeah.
Some aren't, some are. Unfortunately, that's life. Like, as I say, at my age, I really don't go fast.
Yes.
Now it's come to the conclusion that I have to leave my house here and go back to Tangies Cross, take a left. Then I could go another left, but I'm afraid of that road either because they're flying there and I go straight out at Lawrence Cross. Difficult to get out sometimes. Yeah.
You have to wait.
Which I do wait.
Yeah.
And I get into town. Park up.
And
I come out the very same way again. Do my shopping and come out the same way again.
Yeah. September is the length of time they're saying, but there's talk of delays now. Have you heard anything along those lines?
I heard about it, but I don't know how long the delays are going to be. I mean, they're a hell of a long, they're 13 weeks below there. They haven't moved where they were.
Yeah. You'd expect them to be further along now?
Oh, by God. I'd expect them up definitely to Ballinamanock at least.
Yes.
But that's not happening.
Yeah. Would you like, has there been communication with you as residents as to what's going on?
Not with the residents, just go to the post office, you meet somebody who might talk about it. But other than that, there isn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no, like, nobody saying this is going to be done, that's going to be done. Like, we don't know what's being done. We can't see nothing being done.
It doesn't look like they're moving to your eyes anyway.
Definitely not.
Okay. What about the benefit of Nuala? As with all the trouble that there is, I know you'd like to know more if there's going to be a delay, but that at least, what would you say to us? At least the works are finally being done.
The works are finally being done. It will be a great asset to Kilcommon, don't get me wrong. But now at this stage, you wonder, have we an asset with the way the procedures are going?
Yeah, how long it's taking.
Exactly.
Okay. Would you, if it is to be later in September, would you like to know when and why?
Certainly would like to know. How come they never turned up at the meeting?
Yes, yeah. There's a public meeting now on Tuesday. Would you like to see someone from Irish Water there to say, here's what's happening, here's what we know, here's, if there is a delay, here's why the delay is?
Yes. By God, I would be disappointed if they weren't there, really. It is their duty to be there.
Yeah.
And so is construction crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
Come along, an email people yesterday, at 2 o'clock, they wouldn't come into the meeting. And surely be to God, they should be able to come into the meeting.
Hi, Derek O'Leary here, resident of Kilcommon.
Okay. Derek, what's your experience been like of the road works and the sewerage works since they started?
I suppose, Jerry, we waited long enough for the sewer to start. I'm living here in Kilcommon since 2008, and since we moved in here in the village of Kilcommon, we've been waiting for the sewer to arrive and to get the green light. It has the green light. It has definitely been challenging relative to negotiating around the roadworks, and there's no denying that it is it's a huge inconvenience, I suppose, for everybody living in the Kilcommon area. There's no point saying it isn't. And at the same time, I don't know what the alternatives are. Like, we have to try and understand, I suppose, that the sewer is going to cause upheaval, which it has done, and I suppose it's just trying to expedite it and understand or figure out what the best way to make it happen in the quickest or shortest amount of time, and that would be the goal. I have to say that the communication from the contractors at the start was quite favourable and determined, meaning timelines and things like that. I understand they're having complications relative to the works that are going on, is my understanding of it, but we would like, I suppose, more updated information on a more regular basis so we can all kind of plan around it as best we can.
Yeah. At the moment, everyone thinks, well, September is the putative end date for it. That may not be the case now. So if that isn't the case anymore, would you like to hear from Irish Water say, actually, it's going to be a bit longer, this is why, we'll keep you updated. Would that solve a lot of the frustration that might be out there about it, do you think?
Yeah, look, I suppose the commute the commute around the roadworks is substantial, and if you're navigating that on a daily basis, I mean, on a practical note, it adds to the expense. You know, it's much longer, and there are practicalities for every household in Kilcommon. And notwithstanding all that, like, sure, you know, I used the phrase with you earlier, is that you can't make an omelette without cracking eggs, but there definitely needs to be better communication, you know. And I think that's the point, is people can plan or anticipate. If we know what's going on, and if we're informed on a regular basis from Irish Water and the contractors, primarily, I suppose, from Irish Water, who are taking on the responsibility of the contract day one. So, yeah, definitely more communication and more updates on a more regular basis. Whatever form that would take, I don't know what...
There's talk of a public meeting now, calls by Councillor Niall Ballyhoo-Callan and others for a public meeting on next Tuesday to find out what's going on or an update. Would that be the way, or more individual communication with individual householders?
I suppose that meeting could be a means to an end to discern as to what form of communication in the future is applicable, and that people can be informed in a timely manner. And the other thing, Gerry, is that if there's an understanding about the complications with the works, I mean, not everybody's going to care about that.
No.
But at least there's context to, you know, the perceived delays that we're going to incur on the project. And look, that's life, it happens. But I suppose there's no point in me sitting here saying that, you know, we wanted to go on forever. We don't. We wanted to finish, and we wanted to finish it as quickly as possible. Huge inconvenience. And at the same time, we want the sewer to be...
It's very important for Kilcommon.
Yeah, it is. It's hugely important for Kilcommon and for all the households that are up along the road. I would say one other thing, I'd just relative to the connections on the way up, and I know there's a cost relative to that.
Yes.
And what I would suggest, and I've spoken to some residents on this, and this is just me talking off my own back, but I would say that, like, in acknowledgement of the inconvenience that's being caused, which is going to be substantially longer than originally anticipated, I do think that there should be some consideration given to those connections and the cost of those connections, and at the very least that a payment plan is put in place. It's not easy to pull out the number of thousands that they're talking about relative to the connections, and I think there needs to be some goodwill maybe on Irish Water side to try and accommodate people that would like to connect to the sewer, and in recognition of the inconvenience that's being caused as well. I think it would be a nice gesture if they could look at that and say, listen, we can reduce the cost of the connection, or we can set up payment plans, whatever, and make it viable for people to join the sewer system as well.
Yeah.
That's a side note.